ואנדב סבך ג' למד א', 6 lines from the bottom. אומר מר, מי שהגריל עליהם חייב על שלשם, ופוטר על של הזוזל. We had learned a b'raise that after הגרולה, the person will take the soyer that was Ola Lashem, Yishayim Anshchutei Chutz. If he took the soyer that's Ola Lazozel, so is Potter Al Shel Lazozel. So now the Gemara is going to be Mevarer, how do we know that there's no Chiyiv Shchutei Chutz on the soyer Lazozel? Tana Rabon, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, אשר ישחד שער, אוי כסף, אוי איז במחנה, אוי אשר ישחד מחוץ למחנה, בואו תספיקים גבלת, חוץ לעזורה, ועל פסח אוי אלמויד לא הביאוי להקריב קורבן לשם. So this is the parsha of שחותי חוץ. So the Baraisa says as follows, אי קורבן, it says, לא הביאוי להקריב קורבן לשם, so it says, Weistais, a korban is not permitted to be geschochten b'chutz. I korban shei mei ani afilu kotshei bedek habayis. We'll see in Rashi, kotshei bedek habayis shenikro korban. A kotshei bedek habayis is also considered a korban. Ki inyin shenema, it says, after Milchemes Midyon, it says, v'anakrev es korban Hashem, they were makrev korban Hashem, they were makriv the tachshitim from the shlal of midyam, uzicha kotche bedek habayis, and the pasuk calls it a korban. So if the pasuk says that there's a chiyuv of shchutei chutz and lo yaviu lahakriv korban lashem, it was geshochten and was not brought to be a korban, so I would think that by kotche bedek habayis is also a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. Talmud loymer vel pesach oyel moyed lo hevia, but it says another tanai that it was not nikrav al pesach oyel moyed. So kol haroi le pesach oyel moyed chayv olov bachutz. Something that's roi to be brought into the pesach oyel moyed, then there's a chiyuv of shchutei chutz. Kol she'ein eroi lepesach oyel moed, ein chayoven olov bachutz. But it seems that is the avla. The avla is al yedei the shchita was not brought lepesach oyel moed. So something that's oimed to be brought lepesach oyel moed, then is a chiv eshchut echutz. But it's ein eroi lepesach oyel moed, ein chayoven olov bachutz. Oitzi eilu she'ein ruin lepesach oyel moed, that's kotshe bedek habayis. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. I korban shemeya ani afilu kotshe bedek habayis. So Rashi says, this is where the Gemara brought to us a baraisa in the middle of the baraisa. Reishit the baraisa beteres koinim hoche isa. Yochel ha-shoichet chulen befnim yehi chayiv. If a person shechts chulen befnim, he should be chayiv. Bedinu, limbut from shchutei chutz. Talmud loimer kolben, ala kolben uchaye, vene chayev ala chulam. So the first the Baraisa wanted to use the word kolben to teach us a miyut. Kolben is a miyut, that is no chiyev an chulam. So the Baraisa asks, how do you know that that's pshat and kolben it's a miyut? Maybe kolben is a ribui. I kolben shemei ani kloima oi einei oime kolben lohitzi es achulun. How do you know that kolben is coming to be meitzi es chulun befnim? Elu lohovi kotshi bedek habayi sheshochtam b'chutz. Maybe it's coming to be marbe. That there's a chiyav an kotshi bedek habayi sheshochtam b'chutz sheyechai. Sherei af heim nikro kolben. Kotshi bedek habayi is also called a kolben. Kinyin shenema va nakri ves korban Hashem isha shemotso, babadi bedek habayisu. So maybe the whole korban is coming to tell us that there's a chiyev shchutei chutz on bedek habayis. So the Gemara says, no, you can't say there's a chiyev shchutei chutz on bedek habayis because it says,
weil Pesach ayol moyed loy hevioi, kol aroi le Pesach ayol moyed, chayim olov bachutz. Kol shen aroi le Pesach ayol moyed, en chayom olov bachutz. So Rashi says, aroi le Pesach, vekotshei bedek habayis, loy hoyu asidin lovoi le Pesach ayol moyed. Kotshei bedek habayis was not supposed to be brought to the Pesach ayol moyed. So Memeles al Kolchoch, the parsha of Shchute Chutz does not apply to Kodshei Bedek Habayis. Va'ani shamati, Rashi says, I heard another pshat. Why is Kodshei Bedek Habayis not roi lepesach oyol moed? Va'ani shamati she'enon ru'uyin lepesach oyol moed. Kodshei Bedek Habayis is not roi lepesach oyol moed. Shestam kodshei bedek habayis balimuminheim. Because tam kodshei bedek habayis are balimumim. Da oma amar, amatvis tmimim lebedek habayis oiver ba'asei. One is not permitted to be magdish atomim lebedek habayis. So memele, so the whole bedek habayis. The normal case of bedek habayis is only by balimumim. No, balimumim is taken at roi lepesach oyol moed. And on the second pshat, Rashi says v'yev shel amida came b'mkayma meseches zvachim. The gemara in zvachim will see we can't learn the second pshat. The Meraim Sode explains these two lashonos, and he says that these two Lashonis is totally in a Machlekes of Rishonim, is a Machlekes of Tosfos and the Rambam. The Gemara says, Hamagdish Tmimim Lebedek Habayis Eini Yoytze Midei Mizbeach Lo'ilom. If a person is Magdish Tmimim, Behemis Tmimim Lebedek Habayis Eini Yoytze Midei Mizbeach Lo'ilom. That means, so it will have to eventually become nikrav for a kol. Let me tell over the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is Perikei Eloch HaZayim Hilchas Elchin. The Rambam says, Amagdish es behemtei stam. Royin kol behemo tmimo horu'uyo lahakriv al gabi hamezbeach. Zechorim yimochu l'tzolchei oilis. So the schorim, that it was, it's a hegdish bedek habayis, but here all the time, by every hegdish bedek habayis, you can be poided for every purpose you want. Here the din is, if he was magdish schorim tmimim, yimochu litzolchei oilis, veyakrivu oisan oilis, vadomim yiplu lebedek habayis, every behemah that's roi lekolbin, so we should see that it should end up to become nikra. So the Rambam holds, it's a deraisa de kedin, a magdish tmimim lebedek habayis, the halach is minatay, we have a posik, it has to eventually become nikra of agabi amizbeah, because the pidyon is only letzairach kolben, and yamakir with agabi amizbeah. So memele, according to the Rambam, the Gemara says that the posik can't be speaking about kotche bedek habayis, because it says, it wasn't aimed to be brought to the oil moyed. Why not? She was aimed to be brought to the oil moyed. That's the tachlis. That means by shecht, if, what would be if he wouldn't have shechted it? So, it would have been nivdel et seirech kolben, and it would have been brought to the oil moyed. So by shechting it now, you prevented the tachlis. The tachlis was that el pesach oil moyed, it should be brought into your shechita lehevi'ot. So kodshei bedek habayis is also nichlal in the posik of al pesach oil moed lehevi'ot. So what is pshat in the Gemara? So kolchoch the Rambam learned, like the second lashon of Rashi, but the posik can't be speaking about kodshei bedek habayis because you're not allowed to be magdish to mimim lebedek habayis. It's an issa derasa.
So Memele, if the Pasuk, so the Pasuk can be Malbe, the Otto Bashiaskinam. I mean, so the Pasuk that says Kolben can't come to be Malbe Bedek Abayis, because you only, by Bedek Abayis, you only Magdish Balimumim, and Balimumim, Take, are not Roy to Loyomoyit, Pesachayomoyit. So the second Lashon held like the Rambam, he had to say such a pshat in the Gemara. Shitas HaTosfos is this halacha that amagdish tmimim lebede kabayis ein yoytze midei mizbeach loylum is a knas to Rabbonon. The lemais, it's only on the Rabbonon they can do. Now, I mean, that Torah gezicha be poided. So lemais, so that's the first Lashon of Rashi. The first Lashon of Rashi, so it's kipshutoi. How does it come to Toil Moir? The Bede Kabayis is no Shaykhis Toil Moir. What's Magdish of the Bede Kabayis? Watch out, Eloy Pesach El Moir Lo Yevi Fashteitz. It's no Shaykhis to Pesach El Moir. You're not supposed to bring it for a call. So Memele, so the Posse can be speaking about Bede Kabayis. That's what the Brei Mesoda says. So that these are the two Lashaynis in Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. V'chol shein roi lepesach oil moyed ein chayovin olav. Ma shepirish Rashi sheyesh meforshim that is no chiyev and kotche bedek abayis mishum destam kotche bedek abayis balimumin hei damat v'stmim lebedek abayis oive be'eser. So memele is so stam kebetche bedek abayis is not roi loil moyed because Sabalmo, because of she efshaloi lamida kain bimkoima bizvochim peirik chatos. Bloi pirish ma oyekoshaloi. Rashi just says the gevor over there is schwer. Be peirik chatos, pirish, there Rashi explains what's wrong with this pshat. This nan be peirik poros chatos, peirik poros chatos, pirish, this nan be peirik poros chatos. The Mishnah says as follows. Poros chatos sheshochto chutz migito. A poros chatos that was geshochten out of the emek where it's supposed to be, they took it out of the mokim shchit. Bechein soyer hamishtaleir sheshochat b'chutz poter mishum dein ruyin lovoy el oyel moyed. So the Mishnah says, since both of them are not oymed to be brought to the oyel moyed, so there's no din of shchut techutz, even though it wasn't geshochten b'mkaymay. So Rashi says, alme poros chatos. Afol gav de tmimoi, kiven de ein soifo lovoi el pesach oil moyit potter. So Rashi says, how, Rashi is the kash on the second lotion. The second lotion says the whole reason koche bedek habayis, anad roi loil moyit kus de bali mumim. But if they would be tmimim, it would be considered roi le pesach oil moyit. Faktach Rashi, it says a poros chatos, which is a tomim. So the Mishnah says, there's no chiyuv of shchutei chutz because it's not roi le pesach oil moyed, given ein soif olo veil pesach oil moyed, poter, ochanami bekoshi bedek habayis poter vafilu tmimim. So Rashi is the kash on this loshen. Rashi is the kash on this loshen. How could you say that the whole reason of koshi bedek habayis, the whole reason of Kochi Bedek Habayis is that there's no din of Shchutei Chutz is because they're Bali Mumim. We see a Poros Chatos, which is not a Bal Mum, is also Potter from Shchutei Chutz, because it's not Roy LePesach Oyel Moy. So we see not Roy LePesach Oyel Moy, that even though it's a Tomim, it's also not Roy LePesach Oyel Moy. That is Rashi's Kashe. But the way we explained the Shita, so lechayre de kasha fangt sich nicht an. We explained that the shita that said that kochi bedek habayis is not roi lepesach el moed is only by bali mumim, because kochi bedek habayis is a halacha that hamagdish tmimim lebedek habayis eni yoytze midem izbeich loilam. So the tmimim of bedek habayis is take roi loil moed. A poras chatos is take not roi loil moed. So there's no kashif on poros chatos and tmimim lebedek habayis. So I found Baruch Hashem Taisvis in Zvachim Davkuf Yud Gimel Omid Beis Shlok Zop Rashi Mamish with this taina. There the Tosfos says klal that there's no tzushtel. Poras chatos. Not the vote is, if it's tomim, it's roi loyal moyed. Not tomim makes it roi loyal moyed. If you are magdish a tomim lebedek habayis, so since the halacha is, ha magdish tomim lebedek habayis, any yoytze midem izbeach loyalom, the din is that has to be nifte letzoyrich kolben. So a tomim lebedek habayis is oimid lepesach oil moyed. That's what you do with it. You're paid for a kolben. So memele, so the second lashon of Rashi holds that you magdish a tomim lebedek habayis, it's oil moyed. That's what you're going to do with it. So by shechting it b'chutz, you took away the ru'uyis loyal mayit. So therefore they learn shat, but you can't say the posik is malbe beder kabayis, because beder kabayis is not by tmimim. Also b'shiyaskinim, you're not allowed to be magdish tmimim le beder kabayis. But be'etzim atomim le beder kabayis is take roi loyal mayit. So what's Rashi's kasha? Poros chatos. Poros chatos is not a tomim lebedek habayis. Poros chatos is a poros chatos, which has no shaychus to bedek habayis. So there, a person shechts a poros chatos b'chutz. There's no chiyuv of shchut echutz, because a poros chatos, that's a tomim, it's not chozi loyal moyed. Magdish tmimim lebedek habayis is chozi loyal moyed, because that's the haloche. Magdish tmimim lebedek habayis, and the yoytze midei mizbeach loyalom. Al koponim. So far we heard from this Baraisa that the word Kolben is not coming to be Malbe Koche Kedushas Beder Kabayis by Shrut Eichut, because it says O Pesach El Moed Lo Yevi'oi Oitzi Eilu She'ein Ruyin Le Pesach El Moed. So the Baraisa continues. Good. So those korbanos which are not roi lepesach ha'il moed, v'loy oitzi poras chatos v'soyer ha'mishtaleach. Let's forget about poras chatos now, which is problematic. So let's just say v'loy oitzi soyer ha'mishtaleach shiroi lovi lepesach ha'il moed. But soyer ha'mishtaleach, I would think there is a chiyuv shchut echutz. Why? Because soyer ha'mishtaleach, you have to bring it lepesach ha'il moed. You make hagrole in the azore. You make vidu in the azore. That's a pesach oil made lehevi. It doesn't say you made it for a korban. A pesach that the isser shchut echutz is something that there was a din havoel pesach oil made, and by making the shchut echutz you prevented this. No, soya mishtaleach is taked as a din havoel pesach oil made. So memele. So perhaps over there is an isser of shchut echutz. Talmud loyma lashem. Mi shem yuchodim lashem. A korban that is miyuchid lashem. Such a korban, it's not something that is a real pesach emoid. It has to be something that it's kulay miyuchid lashem. Yotzu eilu she'ein miyuchodim lashem. Zogt Rashi. Bloy oitzi poras chatos. Loy garsina. That means this have me that the poros chatos should be a din of shchut echut. Shaf he ain't a ruya lovi leil moed. Poros chatos does not come to the. There's no din havo leil moed. Ella yigayus v'lo yitzi soyer hamishtaleach. Shehu roi lovi leil moed. And that means it should not be memayet soyer mishtaleach. Shehu roi lovi leil moed lahagril for agrole. L'svadis olav, ochi meforish lo, bezvochim. So that's the havamina of the Baraisa. That the havamina of the Baraisa is that there should be a din of shchut echutz by soyer ha'mishtaleach, is kamash melon, that it says l'ashem, that's kulay miyuchad l'ashem. Frag de Gemara, maybe before we go further, we'll see Tosfos. Loy oitzi poras chatos v'soyer ha'mishtaleach. Maybe I won't be moitzi. Good. Beder kabayis, there's no din shchut echutz. But poras chatos, poradume, v'soyer ha'mishtaleach, that is already chozi loyal moed. Maybe there should be a din of shchut echutz. Rashi legoris poras chatas. Rashi is in goris poras chatas. The poras chatas le osi klal le pesach oil moit. But din imoy. Rashi's right. The imishum dechsiv bo vehizo el noichach pnei oil moit midoma. Maybe that's also called havo el pesach oil moit. They stood outside and the hazor was towards the oil moit. Maybe that's also called Huva Doma Loyal Moyed, Huva Loyal Moyed, the Hazor towards the Loyal Moyed. Im Kain, if that would be true, Kiporech Bezvochim, now, let us just say over what the Gemara says in Zvochim, then we'll understand his Kasha. The Mishnah in Zvochim says as follows. The Mishnah in Zvochim says that Poras Chatas, B'soira Mishtaleach, there's no Chiyiv Shrutechut, because it says you need Royal Pesach Oyel Moyed, and this is not Royal Pesach Oyel Moyed. So the Mishnah is Memayet, Pora Adume, and Soira Mishtaleach, this is not Royal Pesach Oyel Moyed. The Gemara brings down a Baraisa, our Baraisa. The Baraisa says that L'choyre Soira Mishtaleach is Chozi LePesach Oil Moyed. So how do we know by Soir Mishtaleya? This is Abaraisa. The Gemara over there is an Abaraisa. How do we know by Soir Mishtaleya that the Zod in Shchut Eichutz? The Gemara brings the Pasuk Lashem. The Baraisa says Lashem. So the Gemara in Zvochim has a problem. The Mishnah says that a Soir HaMishtaleya is no Chiyav Shchut Eichutz, it's not Chozi LePesach Oil Moyed. The Baraisa says it is Chozi LePesach Oyel Moyed. No, the reason those din Shchut Eichutz, because it says Lashem, Kulem Yuchad Lashem. So the Mishnah and the Baraisa stimmen it. So the Gemara says it's no problem. Kan Koidem Hagrole, Kan Acha Hagrole. Before the Baraisa is speaking about before Hagrole. Before Hagrole, you have to bring it Loyel Moyed. So Memele, before Hagrola, what is the reason why there's no din of Shchut Eichutz? You can't say because it's Loichozi LePesach Oyel Moyed. It is Chozi LePesach Oyel Moyed. You have to bring it to the Oyel Moyed to make Hagrola. So therefore the Braisa says, but there's no din Shchut Eichutz because it says Lashem. The Mishnah that says that there's no din Shchut Eichutz by Soir HaMishtalech is not Chozi LOyel Moyed. That's not after Hagrola. After Hagrola, then you don't have to bring it anymore to the Oyel Moyed. So then the reason there's no din of Shchut Eichutz is because it's not Oymed Lahavia El Pesach Oyel Moyed. Then the Gemara says, Moisev, you still need it for Vidui. So the Gemara says, Koidem Vidui, Acha Vidui. But Al Koponim, the Gemara in Zvochim says as follows. There's a Zman by Soira Mishtaleach, when it is Huval Pesach Oyel Moyed, and therefore there should be a Din Shchut Eichutz. That's what the Baraisa is speaking about. So the Baraisa says, Afal Pike, there's no Din Shchut Eichutz because it's not Meyuchad Lashem. That's what the Baraisa says. And the Mishnah is speaking about a Zman of a Soyash Talayach that it's not Huva anymore Aloyel Moyed after the Vidui. So now it's finished. So now you could be Memayit that there's no Din now Shchut Eichutz because there's no din havoa loyal moed. That is the sugya in Masechta Zvoch. Now, in the Mishnah it says two things. It says, poras chatos, v'soir ha-mishtaleach, there's no din shchut eichutz, because both of them are not huva a loyal moed. Now, if we'll be goyres in the Baraisa, poras chatos, so it comes out the Baraisa is telling us that poras chatos is also huva a loyal moed. Whatever the cheshbon is, because you master the dumb connected oil maid. So the Gemara should explain that there's a zman when it is huva oil maid, there is man when it's not huva oil maid. The Gemara should have made an asik about it. That was the whole kasha. It was a double kasha. If the Baraisa says poras chatos, and we're only memaided from Lashem, and the Mishnah is memaid poras chatos from oil maid, so the Gemara has to make an asik about it. When you need this meat, when you need this meat. And the Gemara only speaks about Soyim Mishtaleach, Koidem Agrola, Koidem Vidi, Acha Vidi. And what's it, Poros Chatos? is a raya that you're not going to sporos chatos. That is be emerson the raya from the Gemara in Zvochim to Rashi's Gilsa. You can't be, if you're going to sporos chatos, you have a problem. Why do you need this new meat by poros chatos? You have to make it a kimten. There's no a kimten. Now let us see Taisvis. Rashi loigores poros chatos. The poros chatos loyosi klala pesach oil moit. Vadin imoi. And Taisvis says Rashi is right. The imishum dechsiv ba vehiza al noichach pnei oil moit midoma. And we will say that this makes it called roi le pesach oil moit. So whenever you shecht it, it's always roi le pesach oil moit. Because you're always shechting it before the azor is done. Yeah, it's not really Pesach El Moed. The Poch Mizois HaBraisim. The Korilei Royal Pesach El Moed. The Braise calls Soyer Mishtalech Royal Pesach El Moed. Mishan Ilay in the Gemara. Answers can Koidem Hagrole. The Braise is speaking about before Hagrole. The Mishnah that says it's not Royal El Moed can Lacher Hagrole. The boy is saying, "Can koydem vidi, can laachem vidi." The Braise is speaking about before vidi. He says, "Royal el moyed." The Mishnah is speaking about after vidi. Nu lifroch mi poras chatos. So we have the same kasha that you asked by Sir Mishtalech. We have the same kasha by poras chatos. V'lo yave motzi lishnuy kede mishnah. You don't even need teretz on poras chatos. When is it chozil el moyed? When is it not chozil el moyed? Okay, nire legores pores chatos bebreis. Period. The doichiku. So the Meram Rutenberg, the Baal Tosfos says this is a doichik. The bebreise garsinon shehein reuyin. Yotzu eilu sheeinon miyuchodim beloshim rabim. Weist is the bebreise is speaking about two cases. Hein reuyin, yotzu eilu. She'einam yuchodim loshin rabim, but tzach ligreis shehu roi yotza beloshin yochid, given the legersin and ela soyer amishtaleach. We have argues as a bit famished. Loyetzi pos chatas v'soy amishtaleach shehu roi. It doesn't say she'ein ruyin. So it does say loshin yochid. The later it says yotzu elu. Here it says p'sha loshin rabim. So upon him, the Meram Rutenberg says, if you moichik it, you have to do just more than erase it. You have to touch up the lashon of the Baraisa. V'nira li liyashvoy. So he wants to be miyashiv that we are geirisit. V'hochi pirushe. V'loi oitzi poras chatos. V'loy oitzi poras chatos. I won't be moitzi poras chatos. That means the Baraisa went, look, better kabayis is not chozi l'pesach el moed. Fine. Aber v'loy oitzi poras chatos. Why not? Because I suppose chatos is yo chozi l'el moed. Yemazda the dom keneged v'hizol noichach pnei el moed. That's also called. So this has a tapis yo ha-shaychus v'toy el moed. And then there's a whole Megillah which is oisem veinig. Vafilu im timtze loy meshoitzi nami poras chatos kiven de I hi loy osi pesach oil moyen. Vafilu you'll say that we are memayek poras chatos. Because even though the dam is, you can neged oil moyen, but you don't bring the por into the oil moyen. Aber mikol makam loy oitzi soyer amishtaleyach, because soyer amishtaleyach, you bring the soyer into the oil moyen. Tamid loyme Hashem. So what did he accomplish? He made up a whole Megillah over here, which is chosah from the Baraisa, but seems that didn't bother the Meram Rutenberg, as long as you don't have to live with a greis and digdug. So he added on to the Baraisa that the Baraisa had a pilpul. Is poras chatos considered chosah loyel moed or not considered chosah loyel moed? The Braise had a pilpa, there's a svore lekan or lekan. And the Braise was mesupik. Maybe it is considered, maybe it's not considered. Yeah. Vahash de niche, de chi porich, pe peirik, poras chatas, misoyer mishtaleach, le porich, מפורס חטס, משום דבי ברייס אינמי, אם תמצא לא עם מקומה, דפורס חטס אין רוי לפסח אייל מויד, השם לסער משתלך, דובד אירוי לפסח אייל מויד, הוא לא הכי לפה יחוס, אמר מסוער משתלך. So the Merami Rutenberg said, by adding on this, אם תמצא לא עם מהם, that the Braisa was Mesupik, if it could be there's a Svara to say, this Chosi Lepesach Elmeid, could be there's a Svara to say, it's not Chosi Lepesach Elmeid. So Mamela, if the Mishnah says it's not Chosi Lepesach Elmeid, no, that's also a Svara. I'm just saying, I'm Mesupik in it. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara and Zvochim did not speak about this, this problem by a poras chatas, poradume. So al koponim, what did we have in the Baraisa? We had in the Baraisa told us that a soira mishtaleach, how do we know there's no din shrutei chutz? Because the posik says Lashem. Lashem means a tnai. That it's when it's kuloi Lashem, then there's a din shchut echutz. So Lashem is a miut and seira mishtalech, because seira mishtalech is not kuloi Lashem. Frekte gemore ve Lashem lo hoitzi hu. Lashem is moitzi seira mishtalech. That means Lashem means not seira mishtalech. Seira mishtalech is not considered Lashem. V'reminu al eshi u'akashe. The Pasuk says that koydim shmeinas yomim avlad is not roi lakove. After 8 days yeirotze, that's the din of mechusas mam. After 8 days yeirotze lekorben ishe l'ashem. So now it says that you need 8 days for a korban isha l'ashem. So the Braisa says as follows. Isha is elu ishim. You cannot be maktir a korban less than 8 days. Minayim shelo yakdishenu mechusos man. How do you know you're not permitted to be magdish a korban less than 8 days? Talmud loy me korban. It says, Shmeinish Yomim, then is Yeirotze Likorban, then you can be Magdish it. You're not permitted to be Magdish a Behemah less than 8 days. Lashem, what is Lashem coming to tell us? L'Rabbi Seir HaMishtaleich, how do you know that a Seir HaMishtaleich also has to be 8 days old at least? It says Lashem, L'Rabbi Seir HaMishtaleich. So this Baraisa tells us from the word Lashem, we come to include Soir HaMishtaleir. And before we said Punfakel, Lashem is doch not Soir HaMishtaleir. Lashem means Kulei Lashem. Soir HaMishtaleir is a Kulei Lashem. And here we dash in Lashem, Koldehu Lashem. Afila Koldehu Lashem, you also need, it shouldn't be a Mechusas Man. Omar Rove, so Rove said, you know, Hosa minyona dekro, vahochi minyona dekro. Lashem is flexible. You could ask in kula Lashem, koldu Lashem. It matters the flow of the posik. Hosom del pesach l'rabbis. There it says, by shchut echutz it says that the holding of shchut echutz is by something that's huva al pesach oil moid. So if we only have this posik, I'm malbe. Amar b'soira mishtalech, b'soira mishtalech is huva al pesach oil moed for agrol and for vidui. So al pesach oil moed is a ribui for shchut echutz. Now why does it say Lashem? So Lashem can't be a ribui for shchut echutz because it's it can't be a ribui for soira mishtalech because that al pesach oil moed is a ribui for soira mishtalech. So what is the Lashem coming to tell us? Akochach lahoitzi. So there the Lashem is coming to tell us that you need al pesach mei Lashem, kulei Lashem. And by sfeira mishtaleich, it's not kulei Lashem, so there's no din of shchut echutz. Hocho di ishe lahoitzi. Here it's the other way around. Here it said, when is there psula mechusas man? Davke ishim. If it's hukter ala mizbeach, then there's a din of mechusas man. So without Al Hashem, I was already mimayit Seir HaMishtaleach. It's not Ishim. So why does it say now Lashem? Oche de Isha Lahoitzi. Is Lashem L'Rabbois. So now the Lashem is coming to be Marba. For the Kodu Lashem. There's also an Issa of Mechusazman. Zogt Rashi, Lashem Lahoitzi Yu, Besoy Mishtaleach Shu Roi Lovoi Bitmiya. Lashem comes to tell us that is no din shchutechut tzamiyut. Eilu ishim shlayitein mehem al eish shel maroche amachus hazman. Minayim shlayagdishen amachus hazman. Tamadloy mekorben. Amishas agdei shaykari korben. Hosom, so the Gemara says, bai shchutechut tzal pesach l'rabba yisoyer amishtalayach. From a pesach, I would assume that is a din shchutechut tzbeisoyer amishtalayach. The loyim might mel pesach, you know, might from el pesach, so you mishtaleach, so you roi lovi el pesach, and so you mid lovi el pesach. So then, Lashem, what is the Lashem coming? Lohoitziyosa. Dilo the rabbis le yitzarech. Triyosa, lohoitziyosa. Ule medrish, te widashem ishem yuchodim Lashem. Yotze ze sheinim yuchod Lashem. So then, without Lashem, we are mimayit, so you mishtaleach. Hocha de ishe mash melohitzi soira mishtaleach. By mechusel's man, ishe is mash me miut an soira mishtaleach. Shere eina oilo le ishe. So already I'd be memayit soira mishtaleach. That means I would say that by soira mishtaleach mechusel's man is also good. Then l'shem l'rabi sosel midrish l'shem kode l'shem. But if it's not le ishe, it's kode l'shem, it's also is a psul of Mechusas Ma'am. Frag the Gemara, Anukasha now. So, Kaponim, we brought down the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that we have, the word Lashem is coming to tell us that is a psul of Mechusas Ma'am by Seira Mishtaleich. Without this Lashem, I would think there's no psul. Frag the Gemara, we have a klal, v'eina goyrol kaveya ella baroi Lashem. The whole din hagrola is, if you have two se'irim, and both of these se'irim are roi Lashem, then there's a goyrol that's mevayr, which will be Lashem, which is lazos. So since mitzad the din hagrola, you need that both se'irim should be roi Lashem, so from that alone, I know you can't have a mechusel's man. Why do you need a special miut to tell me that a ribi of Lashem to tell me that there's a din mechusel's man by the soil lazozel? On this, I would know a mechusel's man is no good because you have to make a grole, and the agoyrol is only keveya between the seirim which are chozi Lashem. No chozi Lashem, zichi you need. It can't be a mechusas man. So from that I know that the soil azozel cannot be a mechusas man. So why do you need this new posik Lashem? Frag the Gemara v'ina goyro keveya ela baroi Lashem. Let us see Rashi. V'ina goyro keveya Lashem ela es aroi Lashem. V'kibin de lo yoda al eze mehem yala ha goyro Lashem. So one cannot be a mechusas man. So there has to be a potential that each one should be roi Lashem. So kocha can be a mechusas man. Omar Rav Yosef, homoni chanon hamitzri. This beraisa is going according to chanon hamitzri, and we'll see. According to chanon hamitzri, the Gemara held that it's possible to have a soil Hashem without hagrola. The Sanya, Chanon HaMitzri Oimer, Afilu Dam Bekois. So the Gemara haven't understood Chanon HaMitzri Azai. What happened? They shechted the soil Hashem. The Dam is Bekois. And all of a sudden, the soil Azazel gets a heart attack. Now, what's that minute? And need Yom Atchai, it has to be alive, the soil azozel. Now it died. So Chana Mitzri said, Mevi chaveiroi. So you bring another soil. Umizavigloi.
So this is the soil. This will be the soil Azazel. So we see from Chanon HaMitzri that there's a possibility you could have a soil Azazel without Hagrola. That means the first soil Azazel needs Hagrola. That's for sure. Because, and the girl Kaveh El Baroy Lashem, but it's shaykh to get a second soil Azazel. The first one died. And this works without Hagrola. So what about this? What if I'll take now this soil will be a Mechusas Man. So L'chayr, without the Pasuk of Lashem, it should be good. What's wrong? There's no chesed. The whole din of Mechusas Man is only by Ishim, not by a soil Azazel. So that's why I need Lashem to tell me that this soil Azazel, he can't bring a soil Azazel, that's a Mechusas Man. Zuk the Gemara, I have news for you. That's not Pshat in Chanan HaMitzri. Eimor de Shamed Le Lechanan HaMitzri de Lesle de Chuyin de Lesle Hagrole Mi Shamed Le Dume Maisi Yumagril. So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush of Chanan HaMitzri was that there'd be a Svorah to say that when the soil Azazel died, the Dam Shebekois became Nitche from Hazoye. Now it's Dochi. It can't be Mazid now because there's no Soil Azazel. Later, Philu, you'll bring another Soil Azazel, but it was Nitcha already. It was Nitcha and Nitcha. You can't use this time anymore. So Chanan HaMitzri said there's no Din Dichui. That was the Chiddush of Chanan HaMitzri. But that, what Chanan HaMitzri said, maybe Chaveira and Mezavagloi, does not mean necessarily you bring one soil. You can't have a soil Lazazel now without Hagrola. He means you'll bring two. You'll make Hagrola. And the soil Azazel, which was Nisbara Yidei Hagrola, will be the Zivug for this dam. That's Pshat, and you'll be Maza the first dam, the second soil Hashem will be Yirat Sheistayev, but maybe Chaverim Mizavagloi does not necessarily mean it works without Hagrola. It means with Hagrola. And the Chiddush of Chanan HaMitzri is that the dam doesn't become Dochi. That's what the Gemara says. Aimed the Shamadle Lachanan Amitri the Lesley the Huyin, the Lesley Hagrola Mishamadle, Dilme Maisi U Magril. Let us see Rashi. Chanon Amitrihi, the Lesley Hagrola, Mishe Higril, if they once made Hagrola a Mace Echad Mehem, he holds you don't need Hagrola anymore. Hilkach, Shemay Soira Mishtaleir. So then I could bring now a soil Azazel without a grola. So I would think I could bring even a mechusas man. Afilu dam shel soir pnimi bekoi, shekvar nishchat umeis mishtaleich, mevi chaveira min ashuk mezaveg ledam mishach. This becomes the partner of the dam, and this is oimed lishtaleich. So the Gemara says, who says that's Pshat in Chanan HaMitzri? Chanan HaMitzri only said the last lay dechuyim. The last lay she adam dochuy bishvil chaveiroi shemeis. Loima yishofech adam ki the kamar Rabbi Yudah b'mas nisan. Rabbi Yudah holds is a din dichuy. It's nira v'nitche. Meis ha-mishtaleich yishofech adam. So that Chanan HaMitzri said is not din dichuy. Obo dilme maisi u-magril. Maybe you bring now it means you bring two seirim now, or you make a grola. The yira oise sheyipal all of geirul shoshem. The one that was geirul Hashem will be yira sheyistai. The iskaper bedam shel rishim, and will use the dam of the first soil Hashem. Ula oilam shnayim tzarech lahavi. But in order to get a soil azazel, you have to bring two umagril. Vakati, so maybe we're back to the old kasha. Vakati, pshita the mechusas man loy, then goyru kevel baroy lashem. So why do you need this new ribuy of lashem? So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Yosef, Amoni Rav Shimoni. Rav Shimon does hold that you don't need hagrola. Disanya, meis echad mehen, if one died, maybe chaveiroi sheloi bahagrola. Rav Shimon holds claw. If one dies, you don't have to make hagrola anymore. You just bring another one to be a mamalamoki. So al kaponim, so according to Rav Shimon, you need the miut. So this baraisa that has a miut that a soil azazel is a psul of mechusas man,
That's going according to Rav Shimon. Here you don't need Hagrola. Afal Piken is a psula mechusas man by Soira Mishtalayt. Ravina Oma, Ravina said there's another case where you need this meat. Kigoin. Shehumam, the soyer HaMishtalayach became a Balmum, V'chileloi al-Acher, and they were mechalol, this soyer, on another soyer, that's not a Balmum. So now, and now the second soyer will become Bimkoim, the first soyer, through this Din Chilo. So I would think, here there's no Din Hagrola, you don't need Hagrola on the second soyer, because so the chiluloy al acher is an oifen that you have a soil azozel without hagrola. So I would think that a soil that you could use a mechusas man for the soil azozel. That's we need the posig lashem. Umenot haimra the posel bei mum. In fact, the Gemara, how do you know that the such is a psul mum by the soil azozel? The Sanya, we learned a Baraisa Ve'ish, this Baraisa is speaking about the Isser of Bali Mumin. Ve'ish lo'isitnu mehem. You should not be makriv the emurim, the chalovim of a Bali Mumin. Eilu ha'chalovim. Eilu yela kulom. You should not be makriv all the chalovim. Mikzos on minayim, how do you know this an isa filana kizayis of chaluf balmum to be makriv? Tamaloyme mayhem. So from the mayhem we learn that filu, a chaluk mayhem, there's also an isa haktorim. Mizbeach, it says in the posik, tos on the mizbeach, zuzrikas domim. That's in order to make zrika b'balmum l'Hashem l'Rabbi Yisrael Mishtaleyach. That is, you're not allowed to have a balmum for the Yisrael Mishtaleyach. So Kaponim, we see that the Yisrael Mishtaleyach is possible with a balmum. So in the Mela, now we have a Echetimtze that you can have a Yisrael Mishtaleyach that without Hagrola. And the Pasuk Hashem is telling us, but it can't be a mechusas man. Now we have here two miyutim. We have a miyut that a Baal Mum cannot be a Soya Mishtaleyach. We have a miyut that a mechusas man can become a Soya Mishtaleyach. So why do you need these two miyutim? Pitzach lemichtov Baal Mum, pitzach lemichtov mechusas man. Because of Rachmona mechusas man, mishum lemote zimne. That's a psach asoran lemote zimne. Avo Balmum de Mote Zimne, Emoloi, maybe a Balmum would be kosher, because of Achmona Balmum, Mishum de Mois. Avo Mechusas Mandele Mois, Emoloi, Tzicha, that's why I need two miyutim that a Seir HaMishtaleyach cannot be a Balmum and it cannot be a Mechusas Man. Let us see Rashi. Ravina Omar Kitzvah called the Mechusas Man, Kigoin Shehumam HaMishtaleyach Mishahigru. The Mishtaleich became a Balmum after Hagrola, Bechiluloy Alach, Beshigrola, Bechiluloy Alacha, Bezein Soich Lahagril, the one that's in the place of the first time Mishtaleich, not in Hagrola, She Mikoyach Harishim, but this comes Mikoyach Harishim. So that's why you need a posik that is a Psul Mechusas Man. The Isha Loisitnu, the Balimum Mksiv, Mikzoson, Kizayis Man. Rabbi Omar, now, Rabbi said another teretz. We're after the kasha. Why do you need a special miyut for mechusas man? Typically, ein a goyrel keveya ela beroy l'Hashem. So, versteht sich that the soyer has to be not a mechusas man. So, Rabbi Omar was speaking about a different type of a mechusas man. We're speaking about that b'shas hagrola it was not a mechusas man. And later became a mechusas man. How can you have such a echetimtze? So the Gemara says as follows: Rova Oma kigoin shahoyo loy choyle besoich beisoy v'shochat imoy b'yoyim akipurim. That we're speaking about the person who sold the soyer hamishtaleach to Bezin. He was in the animal business, so he possessed the mother of this soyer, which was sold for to be the same Mishtaleich.
And lo yameinu, there was, in his mishpoche, someone became a chayla mesukim. So they had to go in shecht asoya, l'rfuas ha-mesukim. So he shechted, in Yom Kippur, he shechted the mother of the soyer ha-mishtalayach. Now, as soon as he shechted the mother of the soyer ha-mishtalayach, now the soyer ha-mishtalayach, you cannot shecht him anymore, because oisib es benoy. So memele, now it became a mechusar zman. Now it became a mechusar. You have to wait till tomorrow to shecht him. You can't shecht him today. There's a din of oisib es benoy. So now it became a mechusar zman. So you need a pasuk. You can't use this for soyer ha-mishtalayach. So the mechusar zman, I'm not speaking about mechusar zman of a 7-day-year-old soyer. That's poshid with mamaitis, because you can't make hagrola on a 7-day-year-old soyer. We're speaking about, he was older than that, a few months old. Afal pikein, it became a mechusar zman in Yom HaKippurim, became oisiv es benoy, kegoyin shoyeloi choyle besoich beisim. V'shochat imoy b'yom HaKippurim. So he became a mechusar man. So it's because now you can't use this soil. Like the Gemara, b'chiyai gavne mi'ose le'sishchetu amar achmona. Oisiv es b'nei le'sishchet, it's an isishchite. You're not shechting the soil azazel. You're throwing him down the mountain. So memele, v'ikum t'sarayim et oisiv es b'nei. V'ho lav shchitei. And for the Gemara, Omri b'marovet, d'chiyose l'tzuk, zuhi shchitose. Since this is the mitzvah that has to be done to this soil, so it's equivalent to shchitim. It's equivalent to shchitim, so a meila, so it did become osir today, to l'hishtaleach, because it's al tzedin of oisiv es b'nei. So a meila, so we have this limud, that a mechusar zman is posel. A mechusar zman is posel le soyer ha-mishtalayach. And let us see Rashi. Rabba Oma mechusar zman de itzach kro le soyer ha-mishtalayach kegoin shehoye loy le misha moichon le tzibo choyle besech beise shemuta chalo lo v'yem ha-kippur. Veshochet es imay shel soyer, shenasa mechusar zman, mishim oisiv es benoy, la'acher shehigrel olav. Mi osa leilichei letzuk, mishim oisiv es benoy. So the Gemara says, yes, the Gemara says, v'chi osa letzuk zu yishchitosay. So l'cheir, we have to understand, so what is pshat from the Gemara? We have a posik that a mechusar, that is a psul mechusar zman by the soyer ha-mishtalayach. And what would be if there wouldn't be a psul of mechusar zman? So what would you do? L'chayra, forget about the psul. It's kosher. But, l'chayra, there's an iser of leisishchatu. Leisishchatu. If you say, d'chiyosei letzuk zui shchitosei, so let's forget that we're being a posik. There's a psul, is posul. It's a psul. And if there wouldn't be a psul, there wouldn't be a psul, so l'chayre, you also wouldn't be able to be mishalayachim. I mean, there's an isa b'isiv es b'noi. Unless we'll say, that then we would say, esa d'eichel oisasa. We'd say, als the isa b'isiv es b'noi, we'd say, esa d'eichel oisasa. So you'd be allowed to do it. So that's why we have a posik. The posik is coming to tell us, but there's no esser now, because since this is a din of mechusar zman, oisiv es b'nei is a din of mechusar zman, so it's posel l'shiluach. After that is pshat from the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. The chiyosei l'tzuk zuhi shchitosei. Taisus on Sadek Samach Dala Damadala. Iksha Harav Rabbi Moshe Mipuntaise Zatzal. The Bepeik Oisiv Es Bnoitnan Hashoichet Kvege Bingzano Binegeetos to know the whole thing. Hashoichet Poras Chatos. Person Shechted a Poras Chatos a Poradume Vesher Anisko Vegla Rufem Chayev. Shechayev for Oisiv Es B'nai. Rabbi Shimon Poiter,
פרש טאבל שחיטה שאין רויה. הפשימן הולד, זה דין לא שחיטה, זה דווקא שחיטה רויה. And by these three, it's not matter, so memela, so there's no iso, lo yishchitu. Poshet b'gemara, bosnan, so not, let's go now to aglarufe. So poshet, we would understand pshat from this Mishnah. This Mishnah is telling us that a sheichet aglarufe, if a person shechs an aglarufe, since this is not called a shchita ruyi, not permitted to eat it, so there's no din of oisiv es b'nai. Bosnan, we learned, Nimza ha-hoireg achalein nerfo ha-egla. If they found the hoireg before Arifas egla, teitse v'tire be'eda, so there's nothing wrong with egla, it's muta v'achila. Alme loy mitzera mechayim. So v'istachois, there's no issa mechayim. There's no issa mechayim and egla rufe. There's not chalan issa on it. Because Vaisto is the Arifa ourselves, and before the Arifa there's no Issa. Like the Gemara, so by my Poiter Rab Shimon. So why did Rab Shimon part when you shech the Negla Rufa to Shechita Ruye? The Issa is Chal Mishas Arifa. So like the Gemara, Mishimachi Koma Allah Egla Rufa in the Mishnah, you have to erase Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa Taked is the Din of Baisi Bez Benay. Let us say that Shaykh, just like our Gemara says, that the chiyosei letzug zuhi shchitosei, that is something that is a mitzvah to get rid of it, to kill it in a different oifen, so that says a chshibis of shchite. So be'etzem, so it means what will be if he Shech, if he made a rife and an egla rufe, is he chayv al toise ves benoi? It has a chshivis of shchite. Just like say, the chiyose le tzukso is shchitose. So we could assume a rifose zu is shchitose. And he's chayv, according to the Tanakam, he's chayv al toise ves benoi. According to Rab Shimon, he's not chayv because it's ainly ruya lachila. That's why it's kasha. But my loy koma, the shoyche de masnissen heino oirep, the rabshim in poiter, mishum de loy chosi lachile, so my male doesn't have a shame shchite, the chayev le rabbonon, the rifosa zuhi shchitosa, gedemrin en hoche, the chiyosi le tzug zuhi shchitosa. The perik hata soif bezvochem amrin, the rifa materes midei nevelo. We see that a rifa has a chashibis. Of shchita, it's matami day nevela. So according to the chachomim, you'll be chayav al tzoyisiv es benoi. V'tiritz rabbein netam le'avelei le'misni ha'shoichet. But the Loshna Mishnah is shver. If it's speaking about, he made arife, so don't say ha'shoichet as eglarufe, say ha'oiret, el ha'oiret. So Taisi doesn't like this teretz of doichiku, the du matam ne'shoichet mishim poras chatos v'sher anisko. Ab kvege botam, the Mishnah speaks about three cases. Sheichet poros chatos v'sher aniskol v'egla rufe. So by the first two, the taket's sheichet. So he chapped on sheichet. The misni ba'ado, kadashin resh perek ha-sheichet, the koma seva bekotshim, or the koma shchitosan k'sheva, or milikosan k'shera miboyle, aydi the solik medayim, aton shchitosan k'sheva. A mode, the Tanda could use a loshen which is not masim to the aloche, because it's a Hemshech of the previous halach. Ebchein odik toni hosom, ha-sheichet be'emechai ba'oif, lo yotzim en odam, ha-kremine b'gmori salkadayfel be'kotshim, chai be'kotshim me'ike, avoloi pochi be'kotshim shchita ba'oif me'ike, v'shem be'heimo v'chai enokat ha-sheichet. So therefore, Taisvis does not agree with Rabbein Atam's teretz. That could be, we could tie to ha-sheichet means ha-oirif, and ha-chapten ha-loshna ha-sheichet, because he's speaking about other behemoths, which there's only shechita by them.